All right, so this will be the congratulations thing. Here we go. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Joey from the So Wizard Podcast.
Oh, it's Aubrey from the So
Wizard. take two. What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Joey from the So Wizard Podcast.
It is Aubrey from the So Wizard Podcast.
And it's Marky Mark Markellis from So Wizard Podcast. Also,
shockingly, from the So Wizard Podcast. We wanted to send a special shout out to our boys at, well, I mean, all right, we got to start over again because there's a boy and a girl, you know. Well, I use that forever. It's like calling people dudes, but I don't want them to get offended. So, okay, here we go again. All right, I'm just going to say it's your boy Joey, and then Mark at the end will say we're from So Wizard Podcast, so it doesn't sound redundant. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Take 47. Here we go. Deep breath. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Joey
and Aubrey
and Marky Mark Markellis from So Wizard Podcast.
We just wanted to send a special shout out to Katie and OT over at For Your Reference Podcast. Congratulations, guys, on 5 years of podcasting. You're halfway there. You're almost caught us, but you got a little ways to go. But we are super proud of you guys. Awesome job, awesome show. You guys are killing it. Keep it up. Year 10 is coming up. You can feel it. You can feel it, guys, right?
It's in your bones.
Yeah, friends and lovers, congratulations. You guys are amazing. Your show is offering the type of content that you don't get a lot, and having that kind of originality is very, very cool. I love your show. I love the content. I love the interviews. You guys are doing an amazing job. Please keep it up. Love you.
Congratulations, guys. We love you. Keep it up. Peace. All right, cool. And Katie's got big ass titties. So.
You're going to say that.
Please don't leave that.
I'll leave it at it.
I don't want Odie to get on a plane and come attack me. All right, here we go. What's going on, guys? It is time for episode number 494 of the So Wizard Podcast. I am your host, Joey DiCarlo, and with me, my co-hosts, the queen of all nerds, Aubrey Litchfield.
Almost to 500, but not quite yet.
And the expert, Mr. Marquis Markellis Reagans.
Get in, losers. We're recording a podcast.
You are listening to So Wizard Podcast, where three friends review movies, TV, and sometimes more, podcasting weekly on the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. This week, it's our review of Mean Girls 2024. Guys, just wanted to let you know that this is a cautionary tale.
Oh, God.
About don't say no weeks off when you start your podcast, because then you can never take a break and someone could die.
You ain't kidding.
But before we get into all of that, how's everyone doing this week? Aubrey Litchfield, where have you been?
So
that
I
you
went...
can tell us without violating non-disclosure agreements.
Right. I can't talk too much about like the ins and outs of what I was doing there, but I spent the past week in California at the Blizzard Entertainment Campus. It's a huge ass campus, but I spent the whole week there. And yeah, had a lot of fun.
That's awesome. If you know, you're jealous. If you don't know, you don't even know what she's talking about. So we'll just leave it there. We're glad that you're back and you rested up, you jet lagged, you feeling okay?
Yeah, I caught up with sleep. I slept for like a whole day. And so today was like my first day waking up for work on time, and I'd like to think I did pretty good.
How late were you?
I was on time. I had to get Noah on the bus too, so that's like the motivator. But I was dragging around lunch. I was like, man, my bed looks so good.
Awesome. We're glad that you made it back and you had a good time. And I hope you're ready to rock and roll with Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Markellis Reagans, how the hell are you?
I am doing good. I was able to get some new designs on our TeePublic site, which is always exciting for me. I worked pretty hard on a few of those for a little while. And the fact that they're all done made me very excited. And there's two more that's coming up pretty soon. So yeah, I'm just cranking them. It's 2024. I said I was going to get some more designs up in 2023. I did not, but I'm making it up. I'm making up for that lost time right now.
Awesome. The designs are cool as hell. So we're all very happy with you.
Oh, good. Thank you. And if you want to check out the designs and possibly buy like a coffee mug or something, please go to the website, check out our T Public store and support the podcast.
Yeah, it's not exactly cheap to go to the movies 47 times a year. So
yes,
you need some help. We definitely need help sometimes. So fantastic. As for me, I mean, I don't really have anything exciting to report. Just working, sleeping. I started my New Year's resolution. So I started going to the gym again, which feels really good. And I lost 2.5 pounds so far. So that's good. Just been eating better and, you know, hitting the weights. So it's been fun listening to podcasts on the treadmill. So
watching Uncharted on the TV above.
That's right.
Exactly.
Something was on there the other day and I was rolling. It was one of those movies like Uncharted, Tomb Raider. One of those type of movies.
Saturday movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So I go at weird times. So I just try to get it in when I can. You know, you can say that about a lot of things, but I do just try to get it in when I can. So ask Jen. But yeah, I just, you know, my schedule has been wacky at work, and we'll talk about that a little bit when we get more into our trip to the movies, but I just trying to fit everything in, you know, like some very packed, busy days. We're having a good time though. We're rocking and rolling, and I just been reading comics, making TikToks, killing it, you know, doing big things. So enough about us though. You know, why don't we just talk a little bit more about us? Markellis Reagans, please tell the listeners where they can find more So Was Her Podcast.
And
no, I didn't. First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long time, and I've been working on it for a while, okay?
And we are back. You know that every time we record, when you play that, Mark, I look to my left, and there's a mirror on my closet.
Okay.
Next to the desk, and I lip sync it into the mirror to myself. And it cracks me up every single time. So a little behind the scenes as we approach our 10th year anniversary.
Oh my God. Got to keep it fresh. Got to keep it exciting.
That's right. That's right. All right, guys. We all had a chance to head out to the theaters and see Mean Girls 2024. But before we get into it, obviously, we're going to do a little non-spoiler talk. If you haven't seen it yet, you want to know what we thought, obviously, hang out. You're going to hear about our trip to the movies. You can hear what we thought of the film. And then Markellis will eventually drop the drop. And you'll know it's time to leave so you don't have the movie spoiled. The rest of you stick around as we go a little more in depth. But to start, Markellis, are you a big fan of the original Mean Girls?
I am not.
What?
I was never a big fan of the original Mean Girls.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. I thought it was, you know what, it was enjoyable for what it was. But there was nothing about that movie that like made me go, oh my God, I want to watch that again. Or, oh my God, that was so funny or whatever. Nothing about that movie was special to me in any way. It was just decent.
I don't even know what to say. Now I know how you felt when I said Bottoms was the best movie of the year last year. Aubrey Litchfield, are you a fan?
Yes, I'm a fan of the original Mean Girls. I quote it quite a bit.
Thank God. what do you guys think? Am I a fan of the original Mean Girls?
Come on. The title alone, even if there wasn't a movie attached to it, the fact that it's called Mean Girls, Joey is like, I'll take one ticket, please.
Movie of the year.
I probably would have been in 2004, but yeah, I love this movie. I saw it in the movie theater twice. I have it on DVD. I now own it on limited edition Steelbook Blu-ray. Comes in a burn book.
Of course it does.
It's fucking fantastic. I've always, if I ever started a band ever again, because I used to be in a band a while back, if I ever started a band again, the name of the band would be Burn Book. without a doubt. I love this movie so much. It's hilarious. It's so well written. It's got hilarious performances. I mean, fucking what the hell is her name?
Amanda Siegfried?
No.
Lacey Chabert.
No.
Lindsay Lohan.
Rachel McAdams.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. You'll have to edit that all out. Rachel McAdams, a star-making performance as Regina George. Like, that is like a legendary fucking performance. This movie was supposed to be a vehicle for Lindsay Lohan, and it launched her career instead of the opposite. And of course, you know, there's hot chicks in it. So, has Lindsay Lohan ever looked better? No. What the fuck? I love Party of Five now. I mean, come on. It's one of my favorite movies. It's in my top 20 movies of all time. I love it. I think it's hilarious. So I'm a big fan. So, you know, they made a musical out of it. And now they made a musical out of a movie. And now they're going to make a movie out of the musical based on the movie.
Right. That's also based on a book.
Right. Not a burn book, a regular book. So we headed out to the theaters for the first time in a few weeks. Marcellus Reagans, how was your trip to see Mean Girls 2024?
Well, I went to go see it on a day that was very cold and very gray and lots of snow flurries and slick roads. And as I'm driving to the movie theaters, I'm like, why am I doing this?
But you know why. You know why. Three words, Mark. Three words. You know what those three words are, Mark?
It's no weeks before life.
That's right. Hot before life.
So yeah. So as I'm, you know, skidding on the streets in the snow towards the movie theaters, I'm like, oh god, I can't believe I'm doing all of this for fucking Mean Girls remake. But you know, I was hanging out with some friends of mine and, you know, we were having a good time and I'm like, sorry guys, I got to go. Mean Girls awaits. me and my girlfriend went to the theater. We got there super late. I did the pre-order my snacks ahead of time again, which worked perfectly. And even getting there like 15 minutes late, there was still like three or four trailers left before the movie started. So I was in a really good position.
Were your trailers schizophrenic? Because mine was like imaginary Fall Guy. And then like, fucking, I don't even remember. They were all like over the place. There was no like theme to the trailers.
The ones that I saw, I don't even remember. And there was nothing in it that that really stood out to me. And just the fact that I made it inside the theater before the movie started, I was like patting myself on the back, dude. I was just glad to be there. So the theater was about, I'd say, three quarters filled, and it was the big theater. It was the giant XD theater screen. So it was a decent experience going to the movies.
Good. It's nice to finally have a decent experience, isn't it?
For me it is, yes. In the place of contention, West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Aubrey Litchfield.
I have nothing notable about my experience going to the movie theaters. They had the collectible Mean Girls bucket at Regal, which I almost got, but then I didn't. Aww. And I should have, so then I could have mailed it to Mark Ellis, so he wouldn't have to go buy one.
Don't mail it to me. I will. That goes with the burn book. I will set it on fire.
And the theater was pretty empty. So I didn't really have to experience anybody unpleasant.
Yeah, I think our experiences are going to be pretty tame this week because, you know, this has been out for about a week and a half now. So because we did the best and worst of 2023 the last 2 weeks, we missed the prime opening weekend, which probably would have been packed with annoying teenage girls.
Yes.
There were annoying teenage girls sitting behind me, but they weren't like that bad, I guess. They were just audibly gasping at some parts as if they haven't seen this.
All right. Well, like I said, my schedule has been crazy and I knew I had to see this movie. And I'm like, all right, when could I fit in a showing of this? So I had Friday off completely. And then Saturday I was working 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I'm like, all right, I could go Saturday after work, but if I come home and sit down, I'm not going to go to the movie.
Right.
So, like, I knew if I came home and laid in bed, I wouldn't go to the movie. So I'm like, man, maybe I should just go on Friday. So Friday I got up, I went to the gym. And I left the gym and I went directly from the gym to the movie. And it was like -3 degrees outside and I had shorts on. Like, oh God. And I went to the movies and literally nothing of any consequence happened at the movies. I broke my own promise because where I go to the gym, it's a lot easier for me to just go to West Springfield. Right. Even though I was boycotting West Springfield because it's Pod Before Life. I said, all right, I will suck it up and go. But if this is a bad experience, I will never go here again. I say that every time I go.
Every time we're there.
So I went in, and now that I'm dieting, I guess, or eating better. I guess we don't call it dieting anymore. I'm eating better. I didn't have any popcorn or snacks or anything. I didn't even get a soda. I snuck in a Celsius. That's it. And which is horrible because it's a can. So like when you open it, like the movie, like Mean Girls starts and there's like some middle-aged man sitting by himself. And then you just hear like the fucking pop top, like I'm opening a beer or something. Relaxed. So I can bang one out to Mean Girls in the movie theater by myself. But it was fine. Like there was some people there and they were all quiet and nobody got up or talked or farted around their phones. They were all just quiet and watched the movie. And then the movie ended and I left. And then I went home and I put some pants on cause I had shorts on. It was fucking cold. And I went grocery shopping. And then I finally got to sit down and I got home and I made some TikToks and then I went to bed. It was a very relaxing day.
So you had a good experience in West Springfield. Does that mean that they're back in rotation?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a good experience. I would say it was like what going to the movies should generically be. I went to the movies, I watched a movie, and nobody talked or farted around or watched TikToks or hockey games or, you know, got up and sat down 55,000 times or brought in toddler to a entirely Japanese movie that only has subtitles or, you know, it was an
it's
okay
because time. You went back to your regular time of not going when everybody else goes.
That's true, too. It was probably about like 1:30 in the afternoon. But I think that's the trick just going forward. So as long as it's not a movie the kids want to see, which neither of them wanted to see this, they both refused.
Wow. Who raised those kids? Dude? What did you do?
I don't think they wanted to watch it because it was a music. Well, Kyle's never even seen the original. But I think we need to jumpstart his puberty and have him watch it. And I think Janine's seen the original. She loved it, but you know, she just didn't want to see it because it's a musical.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that was, I'm sorry to the listeners out there, not very exciting trip to the movies, but it was good for us. It's bad for you, but it's good for us. So, all right. The only thing to do now is to talk about what we thought about the movie. So non-spoiler, no spoilers. Marcellus Reagans, the non-fan. What did you think of Mean Girls 2024?
So as we already mentioned, I wasn't a big fan of the original movie. And as I'm sitting there watching this movie, I'm like, why are they doing this again? Like, what was it about the story that was so captivating that they were like, we have to do this over again? So that being said, you know, the movie, it wasn't horrible. It was okay. I thought it was okay. I thought a lot of it was because I haven't seen the original one in so long, I forgot all about it. But as I'm watching the new movie, I'm like, oh, I feel like I know what's going to happen. And there's a little bit of the Little Mermaid thing all over again, where they just repeat the same dialogue from the movie that you've already seen. But that being said, about halfway, probably like a quarter of the way through, it started to feel a little bit different, and it was somewhat enjoyable. So, yeah, I say it's okay.
Oh, okay. An okay from Marcellus. Aubrey Litchfield, you are a fan of this of the original movie. What'd you think?
Right. So When we pulled into my subdivision, I was telling Max how I felt about this movie. And he said, well, they're going to be very excited to know that you have a different opinion about this movie for once.
Uh-oh.
Right?
I'm like really nervous about like what you're about to say. So.
I fucking hated this movie. Oh, okay. He's sarcastic.
I was not expecting that. I thought you would have given us a 5 out of 5.
Right, no, I fucking hated this movie. I was audibly sighing the entire movie.
Wow. You really had me fooled because I thought you were going to say you loved it. So
I know. When he said that, I was laughing hysterically because I knew he was being sarcastic. And I was like, man, I'm going to fool them for once.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. What do you guys think I thought of this movie?
Oh, there is no way on God's green earth that this does not make top 5 movies of the year.
Why would you say something like that, Mark?
Because it has, let's see, it has Mean Girls in a title. Mm-hmm. It's girls in high school being mean to each other, which, you know, is in a title. It has...
There's a lot of boobies.
Women that I'm sure you will find attractive. And stuff that I will save for spoilers. So yeah, I'm sure that everything just in the conception of the idea of Mean Girls the musical, this is 5 out of 5 for Joey. Like, hands down. There's no way this isn't. There's no way this isn't in the top 5 of the year.
What do you think, Aubrey?
I 100% agree with Mark Ellis.
Well, I guess you guys are the ones that are surprised because I really didn't like this movie at all.
Bullshit.
No, I'm serious. I was not a fan. I was not a fan of this movie. And I'll get it. I can't really talk about it now in spoilers, but it just feels unnecessary. It doesn't feel earned. And it's just kind of there. After I walked out, it felt nothing. I felt like, well, I mean, all right. Well, again, in spoilers, I'll talk about like one part where I was like, wah, 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 wah. Okay. But yeah, I felt nothing after watching this movie. I was like, ugh. I actually felt bad that I made you guys go see it. So.
Good. You should feel bad that you made me drive in the snow the cold afternoon to go see this movie.
It's like minus 13 out, and Mark Ellis is driving in a blizzard.
Cold in Virginia. It was freezing in Virginia. I just got back from California, where it was mid 60s all week, and I thought this was streaming on Paramount Plus because it's advertised as streaming on Paramount Plus. And I learn I have to go to the movies. And I was like, "Fuck, it's cold."
It originally was going to be direct to Paramount Plus, but they brought it to theaters instead. Mark, when you were driving to the movies, was it like in Rocky IV when he's driving and it's like a montage? Like,
yes.
Visions of the past are like appearing to you in the windshield. You like see like Steven Super Retro being like, "No weeks off sucks." And Mark's like, "Oh man, I kind of agree with him now."
No, step on the gas harder. Like, I'll show you.
That's right.
I'll show you all.
Oh god, yeah, I was not a fan. So that's not very it's not very optimistic for the movie. But we're gonna jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, I guess now's your time to dip. The rest of you stick around because we're gonna spoil Mean Girls 2024.
We're not allowed to talk about spoilers here.
I've got some spoilers. One clear spoiler. Yeah, here's a spoiler. You will die alone.
All right. Let's start with Mark Ellis. You probably have the highest opinion of this movie, shockingly enough. So what are some things you liked about the movie?
All right. So there was three parts of this movie that actually made me laugh out loud in the theater. One of them was Megan Thee Stallion referencing Fire Crotch, which seemed very mean and surprisingly, because I didn't think I would ever hear that phrase again. And the fact that it's in Mean Girls just made me crack up because of obvious reasons. The second thing, there's a scene where Tina Fey is about to, when she's at the school assembly and she has to like talk to the girls about the burn book. And there's a split second where it looks like she's about to start singing. And then the music just cuts off. She hits like the first note, the first awful note. That I thought was really funny. That was some really good comic timing. And then the second thing, the third thing was there's a line in the movie where the girl is singing about Halloween. And it's like, Halloween is great because you get to be someone who you are not in normal life. It's like the internet, but with candy. And I thought that line was pretty funny. I thought the resemblance between like the mothers and daughters in this movie was really good. Like the girl that plays Katie, her mom is Pam from The Office, and I thought they look like mother and daughter. I thought that was actually.
Can I just interject here for a minute? My wife watches The Office on an endless loop.
Yeah,
we've talked about this. And when I came home the other day, Jen was watching The Office, and she had restarted again, so it was season one.
Yeah,
and there's Pam on screen, and this is going back like fuck, what, like 20 something years? And I was like, shit, man. I was like, she was in the Mean Girls movie I just watched. She got fucking old. It's like, everybody gets old, Joey. And I like looked at me like I was an asshole. So I was like, okay.
Don't you talk about her, Pam Beasley, like that. How dare you?
She's a national treasure.
That's right. That's right.
If you open the treasure, there's an unfunny sitcom in it. So. Anyway,
all right. So anyway, yes, the resemblance between the mothers and daughters were great. I thought Regina George and her mom, played by Busy Phillips, I thought they were great. There was two actors in this movie, two people in the movie that just really stole every single scene that they were in, and that's Ali E. Cravallo, who played Janice. And Jaquil Spivey, who played the other guy. I forgot his name. Darren, I think. I forgot his
name. Damien.
Damien, thank you. Every scene that they were in, they stole it. Like, every single scene. And she has the best character, the best part, the best written dialogue. Like, everything about her character is fantastic in this movie. Whenever a song started and I saw that she was singing, I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God. She's fantastic. A lot of people may know her as the voice of Moana from back in the day. But yeah, she's an amazing voice, amazing talent. Every time her and the other guy was together on the screen, the movie just took off. And then the last thing I liked was there were scenes where they would do like these awesome like screen transitions. Like the movie opens with them doing a live stream playing instruments in a garage, and they open up the garage door and it takes you to where Katie is in Africa. And there were scenes like that throughout the movie. There are scenes where they would be talking and the music score would be playing and it would be the band like up in a tree right above them, which I thought was kind of funny. It's very abstract in that way. So the scenes like that I thought was really cool. But yeah, that's about it. Other than that, that's pretty much all I liked about it.
All right, Aubrey, I don't know if there's anything you liked about it.
Yeah, there's really not much. There was very little moments where I laughed, and I liked the subtle references to a lot of things. Like at one point they say thank you next at the school dance, and that's a reference to the Ariana Grande song that had like a reference to Mean Girls in it. So like, I get it. I get their little references. They were cute little Easter eggs in there. And I laughed two times, I believe. Normally it was because Damien is like too gay to function. So normally like those things I would laugh about, like he's just very sassy and that made me laugh, but it wasn't anything grand that made me laugh, I should say. It wasn't anything original, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the actress that played Regina was good. Kind of. I still like Rachel McAdams better. I agree with Marcellus, like the mother-daughter combos, they do look alike, so they did pretty good casting there. And yeah, that's it.
Jesus, guys.
Hey, I had a lot more. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. All right. Well, let's see. What did I like about this movie? So before we get into the misogynistic things that I liked about this movie, the actual things I liked about the movie. Right off the bat, I'll agree with you guys. The actor and actress that played Janice and Damien were awesome. When they first appear on screen and the movie first starts, that song I liked a lot too. That first song when they're singing about setting up the movie, yeah. And it was the two of them. And then throughout the movie, I thought, and I'll get into this in things I didn't like, but I thought they were some of the people that were kind of putting their own spin on the characters. They weren't just cosplaying mean girls. It didn't feel like they were just trying to do exactly what had already been done in 2004. Obviously, you know, these characters are these characters. They're going to be a certain way, but it felt like they were putting their own spin on them and that spin worked. Mm-hmm. So I really liked when Damien and Janice were on screen because it was enjoyable and they had the best songs. Like the only two songs of the whole fucking movie that I like are when the opening song in the very, very beginning and Revenge Party. Those are the only two good songs in the whole movie. And they both involve those characters up front and center. So that was kind of more of what I wanted from the movie, was kind of its own spin on things, not necessarily the greatest hits of Mean Girls while people cosplay as other characters. I liked the Halloween song too. I thought that was funny. But so I guess it's like 2.5 songs I liked out of the whole movie.
Okay.
But yeah. So what, other than that, yeah.
two and a half songs and characters kind of reinterpreting the original characters.
Right.
That's it.
Honestly, that's about it, man. I mean, there really wasn't much to like here as its own movie. And again, I'll get into this in things I didn't like, but I mean, just to be gross, you know, obviously I love Angourie Rice. Yes. She was a Woman Crush of the Year contender a couple years ago. And she looked hot as hell when she was plastic. So, you know, I love her. Avantika,
sure,
has gigantic boobas that I was not expecting in the Halloween part. I was like, holy booba. And then like, I couldn't even concentrate on the movie. And then Renee Rapp is pretty awesome as Regina George. And I got to tell you, we have our first Woman Crush of the Year 2024 contender, Renee Rapp.
There you go. Already Google
says it's okay. But that's it. That's it. That's all I liked. So let's go into things we didn't like. Marcellus Reagans, what did you not like about this movie?
You know, again, I just could not, it didn't pull me in. It didn't connect with me at all. The only time that I connected is when Janice and Damien were on screen and when they were singing. That's the only time that the movie really came alive to me. I didn't think the Katie character was that. Actually, no, I take that back. She did a really good job from going from the kind of awkward, nerdy girl to the to the plastic. Like her transition was actually kind of was really good and believable, but again, I feel like we've already seen it done before, so it wasn't like revolutionary. With this type of movie, I think you need a kind of a whimsical sense when it comes to the directing. I think if you're gonna make these kind of leaps of fantasy world, musical land, you have to kind of push it a little bit harder. And I know some people probably don't like that. I think it would have worked better in this movie. I think if they had pushed a little crazy elements out like a little bit further, made it a little bit more elaborate or colorful or something, I think that would have been made it more visually appealing. Like there's cool stuff in it. There's a really great Regina George song when she's in the hallway of the school, and like the lighting is all cool, and they do like these cool things, but that was like a little too little too late. They needed to do a lot more of that throughout the movie in order to make it, I don't know, feel engaging to me anyway. Yeah, and the girl that played Karen, she's the dumb character from the first movie, but she overplayed that character so hard. Like she in, you know, when Amanda Siegfried did it, you know, she was dumb, but you know, you can kind of get in on the joke. You know what I mean? Like she didn't seem like a complete brick. And this girl was just, they let her have that dumb look on her face throughout the entire movie. She was great during the Halloween song. But other than that, it just felt like a cartoon version of the original character. And I didn't like that at all. But that's pretty much the only things I really didn't like.
Okay. Aubrey Litchfield, I'm sure you have very much to discuss.
Yes, I do. Right. Where do I start? First, I hated the person that played Karen. Mark Ellis is 100% right. She overplayed that character. I thought she was obnoxious. To the point, like, she made me angry that she played that character so stupid. At least in the first one, Karen was, like, she had redeemable qualities. And, like, you actually didn't hate her. She just was stupid. But in this one, it was like the first scene you see her, like she's drinking a drink with a straw up her nose. Like it just was stupid. I hated it. I hated every second of it. Aaron Samuels, the person that plays Aaron Samuels, looks like he had his face crushed in by a shovel.
Jeez.
He's like somebody just whacked him right in the face with a shovel. Dude is fugly. There's just something fundamentally wrong with that dude's face. I don't know what it is, other than it looks like he got hit in the face with a shovel. I hated just about every single song. It was painful to listen to. The whole thing was painful to listen to. I guess I'm very picky with musicals. Like, they have to be done well, and this was not done well. It was infuriating to watch, and every time a song started, I felt like so disappointed. It's like, here we go again. I felt like this was not a good homage to the first movie at all. I did not enjoy it. I don't really understand why the part where Regina falls during the talent show was embarrassing for her. I thought like maybe her dress like ripped or something, like that would have been embarrassing. People are taking pictures of like her exposed, but she just fell. Why is that so embarrassing that like she has this huge issue with her friends the next day? It just didn't make sense. The way that they cut up the first movie and placed it and then made this movie out of it, it didn't work. I enjoyed Busy Phillips. I thought that she did a really good job, like being the mom and being the mom that wants to live through her daughter. But there were times where I don't know if I liked her that much, because I felt like she wasn't doing a very good job being Amy Poehler. I don't know. I didn't like how Tina Fey and Tim, what's his last name, got Meadows. Together. Yeah, Tim Meadows got together at the end. I know it was like alluded to in the first movie and he asked her out and she said no. But I didn't enjoy that in this movie that they were actually together. The annoying girls that sat behind me enjoyed it. And very loudly went, aww. And so I loudly reacted with a sigh. because I thought it was stupid. And things didn't make sense. So that kind of like ruined a couple of points in the movie where Tina Fey's house is supposed to be searched for drugs and she's in jail, but Tim Meadows isn't. They live together. They have dogs together. Like, he didn't go to jail while they're searching to make sure she's not a drug dealer. And then on top of that, he says that they paid the DJ, but then there's a live band playing at homecoming. So that annoyed me. It's like, you just took the power out of that line that you stole from the first movie, but then you have a live band playing at the dance. Like, it was irritating. It was very irritating. I love the first movie. I could watch the first movie on repeat and not be bored and not hate it. And this just felt like a monstrosity of a tribute, and I hated every second of it. I just it wasn't done well at all. And even Damien, who I said was one of my favorites, got irritating after a while because he tried too hard to be that incredibly gay character. And I really hope people listening don't take that the wrong way. You're gonna have to trust me and watch the movie. Like, he went over the top being flamboyant sometimes, and that became irritating to me.
I can see my inbox already.
I know. I'm so sorry, people. I swear.
This is our new Wakanda has Rhodes incident.
I'll never live that down in my soul. I feel so bad about that. I wasn't expecting much, but I wasn't expecting to be this mad about this movie, I guess. It was not good. It was incredibly irritatingly bad.
All right. I mostly agree with Aubrey. I think there's a lot of issues with this movie. The first issue I have is it's 20 minutes shorter than the original movie, but it's telling the same story. So we're going to lose some stuff. And it just felt like, hey, you like Mean Girls? Here's the greatest hits of Mean Girls on screen as skits with some kind of shitty songs. I liked 2.5 songs in this movie, really. That's it. And the whole movie is a fucking musical. So that is a problem. And even the songs I liked, I can't sing you a fucking part of them. Like, I can't hum a tune to any of them. You know, I can't. I had to look up the one at the beginning of the movie because I knew I wanted to make that joke for you guys earlier in the podcast. But I had to look it up to remember how it went because I couldn't remember any of the songs. Like, there's nothing musical-wise. Like, there's nothing music-wise to me that's like, oh, hell yeah. I mean, you guys can make fun of me all you want. I love Grease too. There's fucking memorable songs in that movie. There's very memorable songs in that movie, whether it's in a good way or a bad way. You've seen it. You remember Cool Rider. You remember Who's That Guy?
Sing them all the time.
You remember Rock a Hula Luau. You remember all those songs. So
whether it's in a good way or a bad way, it's all a bad way for me. I'm sorry.
Right. But if I said, Mark, can you sing me like any part of the song from when Katie is in class sitting behind the guy?
Something about math, I think.
Exactly. And we just watched this movie a few days ago and you can't even fucking hum the tune. Like, that is a significant problem with a fucking musical. Like, the songs are not memorable or good. So that is a problem right up front. And like I said, it just felt like member berries, like, hey, you guys liked Mean Girls. Here's some people, you know, dressed up like the characters and singing songs about it. But if you had never seen the first Mean Girls, like, this does nothing for you.
Like, yeah.
You can't even barely grasp the storyline from it. You certainly aren't getting all the nuances and jokes and everything that made the first one a classic. It's not good. It's not a good representation of what that first movie was. It's just not. And I loved those other two characters. You know, I loved Janice and Damien because they were putting their own spin on it and their spin worked. But I will 100% agree with you. Ivantika as Karen was awful. I don't know what that was, but they turned her character from kind of being a ditzy, like kind of stupid, to being fucking Ralph Wiggum. Like, like I never worried that Karen in the first movie would forget how to breathe.
Right.
like they just went too far with that. And it's kind of a thing going on with the whole movie where it's like push and pull. Like, is it more serious? Is it more goofy? Is it taking the piss out of musicals? Is it actually a musical? Because sometimes the characters would react to being in a musical. Like you said, that joke with Tina Fey starts to sing and she goes, oh, no, I don't think so. You know, right. And it goes away. Like, that's funny, but are the characters aware they're in a musical and they're kind of taking the piss out of it? Or are they just in a musical as musicals are? Like, it felt like the tone was all over the place. And it just felt like people, like in Mean Girls cosplay, doing skits. That's what it felt like. It felt like going to a high school production of Mean Girls that they wrote themselves. Like, it just never, ever even came close. And I didn't expect it. I'm talking about a movie, like in my top 20 movies of all time. I'm talking about a 6 out of 5 classic. Like, I'm not expecting this to be fucking Citizen Kane of musical remakes. I just wanted to be entertained with a movie based on a movie that I love. And it never got to that level. And is there anything after the credits? Cause I didn't stay through the credits, and the credits was them dancing at the prom and I left. Like, was there anything?
I left that? As well.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember if there was anything after that. I think I left too.
So the first movie kind of ends and leaves the characters in like good places. You know what I mean? Like, Karen is now the weather person and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this movie didn't do that. They just went to the prom and then everybody was dancing the end. Like, what? So that's it? Like, did anybody really learn anything? I don't know, man. it just felt like it was just a thing that happened for an hour and 13 minutes. And like, I watched it and I don't feel a goddamn thing afterwards other than kind of just disappointed. So, you know, I was really,
you don't really care about their characters either.
Well, they don't make you. They don't make you in this, you know, and it's like I said, it's 20 minutes shorter than the original movie. So we lose a bunch of nuance to it. And the things that happen in the movie just feel like they happen because they're supposed to happen because it's Mean Girls. It never felt like a driving plot or anything. It was just really disappointing. It'd be like if somebody was like, oh man, I love The Thing. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to watch it. And then you watch the remake from like 2011. You're like, oh, that kind of sucked. Well, yeah, of course it sucked. It's not even close to the original. Like there's nothing in this that makes me like thrilled or like love Mean Girls. Like, in everything I loved about Mean Girls, none of it is in this movie. Like, it just comes from a movie I saw before podcasts even fucking existed. like anything I liked about this movie was either just aping that movie or like member berries about that movie. There's nothing about this specific movie that I'm like, oh, thank God they made this, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is the issue with it, dude. And you're hitting the nail like right on the head. They made the musical into a movie. I hadn't watched, I didn't know who Renee Rapp was before this movie at all. I barely remember that there was a Mean Girls Broadway show. So when I saw that she was from the show, I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll check out some of the show. This play on stage goes like gangbusters because the people in the audience are, you know, they're interacting with it. You know, they get the jokes. It is like, here's the stuff that you remember from the movie done on stage, and people are allowed to laugh and clap and sing and all of that stuff right along with it. That gets completely lost in the movie because they're trying to make this kind of communal experience of the theater into a movie, and it doesn't work. They already did it as a movie 20 years ago.
What's weird to me is you saying that is that from – I've never experienced the Mean Girls musical on Broadway or on stage or anything, or even listened to it before.
Mm-hmm.
And watching this movie, there's no songs that make me want to be like that or there's nothing that's here on screen that makes me say, oh, fuck yeah, I want to see this on stage and I can laugh and sing and dance. You know, I mean, I think about something like Rocky Horror and, you know, the songs are fucking awesome. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to go see this, whether it's just in a theater with other people singing and clapping and throwing shit and yelling at the screen, or even the stage production. Like you're like, oh yeah, I could see that. You know, I like this. Or even Hamilton, like, obviously not my thing, but like the songs were catchy. It was like, how fucking long was Hamilton? Like 4 hours long?
It was super long.
It never really drags though, because the songs are really good and it's well done. And again, I'm saying, I'm comparing fucking Mean Girls 2024 to like basically like one of the best modern musicals made in the century. But I'm just saying, like that's the experience you're looking for, not whatever the fuck this was. I was just not a fan, man. I was really disappointed. I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
I know it will never happen, but I can almost guarantee, dude, if you saw like a live production of this, like if you saw a stage production of this, you would have a much better time. You would have an incredibly fun time watching them do it live, because they're catering to the audience. You know, they're looking out to the audience and they're throwing the jokes at the audience for them to participate in. And that makes it fun as a, you know, as a spectator, as a movie watcher. It's not as fun.
Well, I was disappointed. So I guess the only thing left to do is to give it a score. So Markellis Reagans, Aubrey Litchfield, we're going to score it from 0 to 5, with 5 being the best and 0 being the worst. What do you got for Mean Girls 2024, Aubrey?
I'm going to give it a 0.5 star.
Jesus. What is the 0.5 star for? That girl's
The 2 times that I laughed.
Markellis Reagans.
You know, it's not offensive. I do want to say one other joke that I thought was really funny. The girl that kept appearing who didn't go to that school, she shows up at the end and she's singing. And Damien's like, wow, she's an amazing singer, but she does not go here. That killed me. I love that.
I just thought that was too much member berries.
I love that. I don't think it's super offensive. I think it's, you know, okay. The people in my theater clapped at the end when they closed the curtain, so to speak. So, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Well, all I can say is it's better than Mean Girls 2, direct-to-video sequel to the first one.
Whoa, that's a real thing? Get out of here.
Yeah, it is.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's horrendous.
Does any of the original cast members show up?
Tim Meadows.
That's awful. Oh, shout out to freaking Lindsay Lohan for making an appearance, dude.
I thought it was an awful appearance.
Why did you think it was so awful?
It was cringy. I hated it.
I mean, I'm just happy that she looks healthy and that she's doing okay. Well, all joking aside, she's had a rough for a while, so she doesn't look like a dying scarecrow right now. I think that's probably for the best, but I'm going to give this a 1.5 out of 5. Half star for purely piggish, misogynistic reasons of attractive females in the movie. Otherwise, this is not good. And I would just say, you know what? Rather than watch this, watch the first one again and make up your own songs as you watch it. And they'll probably be better than the majority of the songs in this movie. But that's it. Maybe we got it right. Maybe we got it wrong. Hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think. And now we're going to wrap it up before we tap it up. Let's get some recommendations for the listeners out there. Aubrey Litchfield, what do you got?
Shit, that's a great question. I recommend everybody go read this book called Gallant. I've been reading it. I started it on the plane, actually. It's pretty interesting. It's like this girl is left at the steps of an orphanage when she's really little and she grows up and wants to learn more about her family. And they kind of like call her to their house, their family mansion. And then she finds out that there's like a lot of supernatural elements to it. So I don't want to spoil it by explaining too much of the book, because a big part of it is like those supernatural elements, but it's been pretty interesting. If you like supernatural type books, it is very interesting.
Awesome. Mark Ellis Reagan.
Yeah, I want to recommend a TV show that is in its second season. I watched the first season last year and loved it. The second season just finished, just had its finale, and it is Reacher on Amazon Prime. It's only 8 episodes. Jack Reacher kicking ass, taking names. This one is a little bit different from the first season, but it's still like just old school badassery with a somewhat likable hero. I thought the second season, the end of the second season, was a little bit over the top, but you know, it earns that kind of craziness. So yeah, if you haven't checked out Reacher, check it out. Season 2 is on Prime Video.
All right. Well, I will recommend that you go to SoWizardPodcast.com, where you can find the podcast every week. Links to all our social media accounts right there on the page. Links to all our YouTube, Patreon content, and movie reviews by Stu from SWO Productions right on SoWizardPodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, or just about anywhere under the sun you find podcasts. We will be there. Check out that aforementioned YouTube channel. There's hours of free exclusive content there as well. Adam's dropping new videos twice a week, so jump on there and check it out. Don't forget to check out our Patreon. You can monetarily support the show and get extra exclusive content. It's the only place to hear us talking all about the latest news and trailers in the world of nerd. So jump on board and support the show. Get some extra content. I will recommend, since we are talking about a high school and a musical, I'll recommend a much better movie you should check out that I really want to do on the podcast someday. I really want Mark and Aubrey to watch it. And that is 1979's Rock and Roll High School. As PJ Souls, right out of Halloween, makes this movie with Roger Corman, decided he wanted to make his own version of Grease with the Ramones instead of Grease. So it's a bad movie, but an awesome movie. And it's about kids that love rock and roll and their principal who does not. And it's so good. And I love it. And I believe it's streaming on Amazon. So check out Rock and Roll High School if you can. Then, you know what? Jump on Disney Plus and watch Echo from Marvel Studios. Because that, my friends, is what we're going to be talking about next week as we review all of season 1 and see if the MCU comeback starts now. or if we're just helping Aubrey fill up her worst of the year list for next year.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So jump on there, check out Echo, because that's what we're going to be talking about next week. But that's going to do it for episode number 494 of the So Wizard Podcast. I have been your host, Joey DiCarlo, and my co-hosts, the queen of all nerds, Aubrey Litchfield.
I don't even go here.
And the expert, Mr. Marquis Marcellus Reagans.
Aubrey just has her first entry for her 2024 burn book. And that's going to be Mean Girls. Everybody have yourself a great weekend. Wakanda forever.
We'll see you guys next week for Echo. Have fun at the revenge party. Good journey.